Let's go to Brooklyn, Brooklyn, New York, where Kyrie Irving has sparked a bit of a kerfuffle, if you will, saying that he is unhappy. This is from Breitbart.com. He's unhappy that the city of New York recently passed a rule requiring New York-based athletes to show proof of at least one dose of the magic juice, saying, honestly, I'd like to keep that stuff private. I'm a human being first, obviously, living in this public sphere. It's just a lot of questions about what's going on in the world of Kyrie. Yeah, he speaks in the third person. I'm telling you, if Alex Jones had a black kid, Kyrie Irving would be him. I watched back when I followed the NBA and he was in Boston for a year. Dude, he is gifted as a basketball player, but he is 5 cents short of a nickel. Although in this case, I completely agree with him. He continued, and I think I would just love to keep that private, handle it the right way with my team going forward. And he's not going to be able to show up to these games. Because Irving is one of a handful of NBA players who are resisting taking the vaccine despite a major push to get the vax undertaken by the league. Yeah, because Adam Silver is the king of the woke. He is the wokest, right? They put Black Lives Matter on the basketball court. They let him put slogans on the back. They let him quit games because a criminal with a history of sexual violence got shot by the police as he was trying to steal his girlfriend's car. We all remember that up in Milwaukee. I forgot the guy's name, but we all know what I'm talking about. So, of course, the NBA was going to get everybody vaxxed until they ran into a guy like Kyrie Irving. And all it takes is one. All it takes is one, because now you have two other, and you have to listen to this audio themselves. This is an NBA player named Bradley Beal. He plays for the Washington Wizards. Take a listen to what he has to say when asked about the vax.
Every player, every person in this world is going to make their own decision for themselves. I would like an explanation to, you know, people with vaccines. Why are they still getting COVID? If that's something that we are supposed to highly be protected from, like, that's funny that, oh, it reduces your chances of going to the hospital. It doesn't eliminate anybody from getting COVID, right? So is everybody in here vaxxed? I would assume, right? So you all can still get COVID, right?
We're less likely to die. I love the fact that in this case, Bradley Beal is a young, athletic, prime of his life male. Like, as far as from a physical perspective, he is as alpha as it comes. Now, mentally and all that stuff, but like, he's like a physical incarnation of an alpha male. And listen to the whiny, soy-filled,
the vaccine, it helps you feel good.
And he's like, bro, what?
Dire, go to the hospital.
Okay, but
so the guy said,
but it prevents you from going to the hospital, Bradley Beal.
And this is Bradley's response.
Okay, but you can still get COVID. Right. So, and you can still pass it along with the vax, right?
I'm just asking a question.
Listen how these reporters don't know what to do. Because all the propaganda is supposed to work on the stupid black man, right? Oh, well, the Democrats, you ain't black, Joe Biden said, you have to take the vax. Why is this black man telling us he doesn't want to do it? So these little soy-filled reporters, who all they do is sit there, write words, and drink soda, are going to continue to try and berate this man for having any kind of intellect.
Sure, and so, like, having COVID back around the Olympics, like, that basically you're saying, like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but having it.
I like how that reporter tried to set him up. He's like, oh, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Change your opinion one way or another, like, that it kind of reemphasize, I don't need the vaccine because of that.
No.
Because he asked him, you had COVID. Did that change your mind?
That wasn't the case. I mean, yeah, I had it, but that doesn't mean I can't get it again. You know, I mean, it's no different than somebody with a vaccine. Like I can, yes, I developed the antibodies for it. So my chances will be less likely now as well. Right. But it's still a possibility. I may get it. Just like there are players and coaches and staff who are vaxxed and missing camp right now because of it. So.
And then you have one more. I got one more bit of audio for you from an Orlando Magic player, of course, from Florida, named Jason Isaac. I let it speak for itself here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel.
Jonathan, Josh Robbins with The Athletic. What is it about the vaccine that, makes you hesitant to get it?
Just remember, just take a listen to these whiny little,
excuse me, why don't you want to get the jab?
I would start with, I've had COVID in the past, and so our understanding of antibodies, of natural immunity has changed a great deal from the onset of the pandemic, and is still evolving. I understand that the vaccine would help if you catch COVID and you'll be able to have less symptoms from contracting it. But with me having COVID in the past and having antibodies with my current age group and physical fitness level, it's not necessarily a fear of mine. Taking the vaccine, like I said, it would decrease my chances of having a severe reaction, but it does open me up to the, albeit rare chance, but the possibility of having an adverse reaction to the vaccine itself. I don't believe that being unvaccinated means infected or being vaccinated means uninfected. You can still catch COVID with or without having the vaccine. I would say, honestly, the craziness of it all in terms of not being able to say that it should be everybody's fair choice without being demeaned or talked crazy to doesn't make one comfortable to do what said person is telling them to do. I would say that's a couple of the reasons that, you know, I would say I'm hesitant at this time, but at the end of the day, I don't feel that it is, you know, anyone's reason to come out and say, well, this is why or this is not why. It should just be their decision. And, you know, loving your neighbors, not just loving those that, agree with you or look like you or move in the same way that you do. It's you know, loving those who don't.
And these reporters don't know what to do. And I love it. Let them fight, baby. I mean, you know what, NBA? If you guys are going to lead the charge on the anti-vax, I actually may consider watching you again. Probably not.